I'm gonna put you on hold, gangster. Oh, hey.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. This your main man in the building. We got a great, great guest today, Chance Gangsta Williams in the building. And without further ado, we're going to bring him on, and he's going to formally introduce himself. Hey, hey, gangster, you're in the building.
Why? This is Terrence Gangsta Williams. I'm ready to get it. What's that?
Let's do it, man. Hey, we're going to first get to tell the people about where you grew up at first, gangster. Let's get that out the way.
Okay. First of all, I was born and raised in New Orleans, Charity Hospital. I grew up in Gertown, 17th Ward. Then we migrated from there on to that third ward. That's where I made my bones.
My man, and we're going to jump straight to the next question. How did you get involved in the street life?
I got involved with the street life when we moved to the Cali. Well, I started taking a look at the street life, but I really got involved in it, mostly moved on Phillips Street, because I had started hanging out with some young guys around my age, and they used to steal cars, and once I started hanging out, and my mother was threatening to whoop me, and then when I bought her a soda and some cupcakes, and she didn't whoop me, that gave me the okay to start hanging out a little more. And from there, I started selling the weed, and I just graduated, man.
Dig that. And while you was in that life, what attracted you to that gangster? You know, what really got you motivated to say, hey, let me go ahead and take this all away?
The excitement, the rush, the love, you know, when in our sick mind, we feel that when people in the hood give us praises, we feel like we own this. All the while, we don't, you know what I'm saying? Because then we go to jail and all that stuff taken away from us. But back then, it was just the rush, the love. You know, people come to, oh, they go on the gangster. Well, first I was Terrence, G-E-W, then it went to Lil Gangsta, then it went to Gangsta. So just the love that I got and the girls, you know, the money, the materialistic stuff, and I just craved it. You know, I was like, man, I want just what I want. Just what I'm loving this. And so I gotta show out every time I pull out my house off the street, whatever. When I pull out the project, they gonna know it's me that I'm pulling up, you know.
My man. So what advice would you give these young youth today, gangster?
Oh, man. For one, first thing is do not be afraid to walk away. Stop worrying about the peer pressure, what your homies, what your friends gonna say. Because at the end of the day, when you go to jail, your friends gonna turn your back. Your homies gonna turn their back on you. It might be there for the first day or two, give you $20, $30, so you $50 or whatever, make it feel like they didn't did something for you. But after that, man, they're going to turn their back on you. Then you're going to feel like they owe you something. Now you're going to be mad with them. But as the ones that's free right now, you have a chance, man, because at the end of the day, when something happens to your family members, you're not going to be able to be there to help them. And then the first thing you're going to think of, man, I shouldn't have did it. I could have, should have, would have. Whereas right now you have a chance, man, and don't worry about the materialistic stuff. That stuff come and go. Don't worry about that. Focus on doing something positive, And then you got a chance to change your life right now and do something positive, and where you can avoid prison. And I did it, man. I did 23 years and 10 months. And it was a time when Hurricane Katrina hit. That's when I felt at my lowest in the bed that, man, I need to get out there to my family. I couldn't do it. And that stuff hurt me. That stuff stuck with me for years, man. I think, you know, because you want to get my mother to think I lost my mother and grandfather in the water. So I advise you all, fear of worrying about what your friends going to say. Don't worry about the peer pressure. Walk away, man, because if you do that later on, you're going to be like, man, I'm happy I made that decision.
Yeah, man, and like I say, my condolence to your loss, too, you know. And we're going to touch upon this, Gangster. Talk a little bit about your mission to help these youths out here today.
All right. Well, first, my mother didn't pass. I said I thought she had passed away, so I got her right here with me now.
God bless.
But as far as my nonprofit organization, my plan to reach out to the at-risk youth all over, you know, not just New Orleans, not just, you know, cities that I'm in, all over, because they all need us, man. And you know, it's going to take us a little time, but like I was saying on the interview I did the other day, it starts with us, you know, because we all get on these platforms and talk about what we want to do. You know, we got to lead by example. And once we start doing what we got to do, then everybody else going to fall in line, because, you know, everybody else, they always want to be a part of something good and big. So we got to move out first to show them that, no, this is what we're doing, this is what we mean business. And that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting to do my I got set up for to do my bank account this weekend. We're working on 501c3, and we're going to be putting up at shelters, helping, you know, the single family. We're going to be trying to pay bills, man. We're going to be trying to do a lot of stuff, because I come from the ghetto and the hood, and I know what people need, you know. So we're going to be all around, man. Y'all going to see us. We're going to be all on the live. People going to be able to send us emails and send us, come on live and tell us, you know, who we use, who need help, who we can talk to, what child need to hear from us. Also, we're going to be trying to do, because, you know, a lot of children have celebrities that they look up to. We're going to be trying to reach out to the celebrities so they can hear from them, you know, if they can motivate them to leave the streets alone. And we got a lot of stuff planned. So, you know, it's going to take us one day at a time, but that's my mission. What I'm working on right now.
Hey, I appreciate that right there. And while we on the line, Gangster, I would definitely like for you to become a part and a member of our organization, the Streets and Love Your Back organization. We spoke last night, our organization in 168 prisons around the country with the Streets and Love Your Back Life Skill Intervention Program. And our program is free to inmates, the court system, and to anybody that need that chance to make that right choice and not go to prison before they get to that far, you know. So we would definitely like for you and your organization to get involved with us as we continue doing the work in these streets and behind them walls.
Hey, brother, always remember this. You hear this straight from me and everybody else hearing this. When it comes to stuff like this, I put my pride to the side, and I don't mind joining forces. Whenever it's something doing but positive, you know, you've been doing this for years, over 13 years. So I don't mind you leave me, show me what I got to do, because it's for the children, it's for the at-risk youth, you know, and they need us, man. So, yeah, I'm with all that, man. Whatever I got to do, you got my information, let me know, hey, I need you here, I need you to call at this time, I'm there. Be locked in.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. That means a lot to the Streets and Love Your Back organization. It's an honor coming from a guy who come from the streets, know what it is to be in the streets, know the pitfalls of the streets, and laid and sat there for them 23 years and 10 months and realized that the choices that was being made was choices that took me away from my family. So with that being said, man, you know, we really appreciate you coming on the line and spitting that real game to these young kids out here. Talk a little bit about your upcoming documentary, Gangster.
Okay. I got it set for November 4th. I'm talking about how I come up, about Cash Money, records, Birdman Baby, you know, coming up a little bit, you know, on the streets. I talk about my prison life, all the things I went through. That way, a person, whoever's in the street now, you can see the things I went through, because, you know, a lot of people that's out there grinding, hustling, beefing with people, they haven't been affected by going to prison. They haven't been affected by being shot, so they think they're untouchable, you know, but no one is immune to this danger. And not only that, you're putting your family at risk. You know, you say you love your mother, your mom, your grandma, grandpa, brother, sister, or your son, daughter, girlfriend, wife, whatever, but if you're in that game, you put all of them at risk. So I cover a lot of topics, man. Hope you guys enjoy. I'm putting together those, so I got it set for November 4th.
Okay, that sounds like a winner right there, gangster. And without further ado, gangster, is there anything you would like to leave with the people today on a positive note, and any shout-outs that you would like to give to anyone?
Yeah, what I want to know is you kicking me on the show this early. You ain't been on here a long time. You getting rid of me already, bro? But, I just want everybody to know I love y'all out there. Thank you for all the support you've been giving me. Make sure you subscribe. Follow my YouTube channel. It's Gangsta, the original Hot Boy. I got a few videos up. I have an Instagram page that's Gangsta. No, that's Terrence Gangsta Williams Home. That's my Instagram page. I have a Facebook page, which is Terrence Emmanuel Williams, my Facebook page. I have my business partner. We have a page again. It's called Cavity Cap Podcast, YouTube channel. Make sure you all subscribe to that. Queen France World Instagram, YouTube channel. Queen France Instagram is official. Queen France, Queen France Agency Instagram. So if y'all want to do some modeling, get cats for videos or movies, we're doing that. Concrete Chronicle Podcast. Brian Glaze Gill Podcast. I'm all over the place, man. Anything that has to do with positivity, speaking out to the people, helping people out, that's where I'm at. Now, I ain't with all the foolishness. I'm not going to be doing all the back and forth, all the new people, none of that. I appreciate the Streets Don't Love You Back. We must allow me to speak on their platform. Shout out to you all for that. Really appreciate that. This is something real big for me. See, people look, this is the thing that I want you all to understand. You all look at it like it's a privilege for you all to hear from me. No, it's a privilege for me all to speak to you all. Because you got to keep in mind that, like I said, I was locked behind a door. I had officers yelling at me, telling me, shut up and leave a direct order. You know, doing all kind of nasty, cruel stuff, you know, being in prison. So for me to have a chance to come out here and speak my life story, my testimony to you all, I really appreciate that. I thank you for your here. Shout out to my homie Hank, best friend Hank, my brother Blue. There's a lot of old people, but I know I can't catch everybody. They can be talking about a shout out to Tina because she helped me out a lot. Shout out to my mother. I got her stubborn butt from being old. So I'm living right now. I'm enjoying life. Shout out to Sweet Pea. But there's a lot of old people, man. I can't catch everybody. They're going to get mad. Why you ain't say my name again? So I'll catch y'all in the next video, man. Thank you all for allowing me to speak out to the average youth. And we're going to keep it coming, man. Whatever they need, we're going to be there for them, man, trying to help them out. Much love.
Hey, we're
out.
Yeah, we really appreciate that, gangster. And I want you to speak on that soundtrack that's coming up too, gangster, before we let you go. Your soundtrack that's going to be attached to your documentary that's dropping November 4th. Speak on that soundtrack.
Oh, okay. I come up with the idea that because a lot of artists send me their music on my Instagram page. I post them, help them out. But I was like, with my documentary, this is going to reach millions of people. So I was like, you know what? I said, I'm going to come up with a thing whereas a person can submit their songs and submit your song. I charge $750 to put a song on my documentary. You own 100% right of your songs, your publishing, all that. I'm putting the song out, but you have to sign paperwork saying that you own the song, or you paid for the beat or whatever on the beat. I get all the release forms from there, from that, so it won't be no lawsuits or no forging down the line. But if you got a publishing company, you know, you're going to get your little royalties from that. But as far as I'm letting people know now, I'm putting you on my documentary. Do not get no royalties from the money that's being made for the documentary. So let me tell my old gang they ain't pay us. Let y'all know now, I'm letting y'all promote on my platform. If you want your music played in the documentary, I charge $1,500 for that. I play the whole song, or I put your picture up, I put your Instagram, YouTube, on whatever you want up on there for the $1,500, you can get that done. That's going to be played inside the documentary. So just imagine the exposure you're going to get for all those rappers and singers. Whatever you tap there, whatever you want to do, get at me, and we're going to put it on. We're going to make it happen.
My man, now you heard that, Stritchy, from Gangsta Williams. You feel me? Get at him on his soundtrack that's coming up. And the documentary is dropping November 4th. And once again, we want to thank Gangsta Williams for coming on our platform, The Streets Will Love You Back. And we want to thank him for getting involved with The Streets Will Love You Back organization and our prison reform. And we're just going to do what we need to do to continue helping these youths and these adults, because a lot of these adults need some education as well, because they making a lot of the wrong choices along with our youngsters. So with that being said, any last words before you out, Gangsta?
Man, I mean, you said a mouthful, but you're right. The dog will start with us, man, because sometimes you like the blind leading the blind. So you're right. We got to reach out
man
to them too and help them, man. You know, at the end of the day, bro, you should say the mouthful. I support that message 1,000. I don't want to keep just talking about it. I want to be about it. I'm ready to move out. So when the streets don't love you back, give me an assignment. Let's get on that so the people to know that I'm about action. I ain't about talking.
Hey, man, we love you for that, Gangsta, man. And when you get time, just do a little video that you rocking with the streets on your back, and we're going to post that through our whole platform, throughout the whole cyberspace, to let people know you're strictly about this positivity, strictly about this prison reform, and strictly about helping these kids.
Oh, that's a fact. I'm on that this week. Go with it. I'm worried about that coming. You're going to get that.
All right. My main man. Right. Hey, much love to you, Gangsta, and send love to moms and your whole entire family, okay?
All right. Thanks. She right here.
Hey, Mom, how you feeling?
I'm wonderful, and yourself, Lord.
Oh, hey, I'm blessed, Mom, and, you know, it's like I said, it's a blessing to talk to your son, and more of a blessing that you and him are sitting next to each other, and God couldn't have made it no better.
That's the one. He's the one that done it.
Yes, ma'am. So y'all have a great week, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
All right, thank you, man. Bye.
All right, my brother. Peace.